From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the fourth in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The text for this message is verse 12, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes, entitled, The Sanctifying Power of a Worshiping and Teachable Spirit. This message presents three essential elements in living a clean life. The first is having a vision of the Lord's glory, only obtained by spending time alone with God in the Word and prayer. Dr. Cairns stressed under that point that merely reading through a number of chapters is not enough. In coming to the Bible, we must first of all seek to find out what it is teaching about God Himself. The second essential element to living clean is learning to praise the Lord as we see Him revealed in the Scriptures. Praise is closely associated with holiness, for praise is a sanctifying grace. Then we find that the third element in living clean is having a teachable spirit. The psalmist recognized that. So he first confessed his ignorance, and then he pleaded with God to enlighten his darkness. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Choice Men. The text is Isaiah 48 and verse 10. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. This has long been the motto fixed before our eye upon the wall of our bedroom, and in many ways it has also been written on our heart. It is no mean thing to be chosen of God. God's choice makes chosen men choice men. Better to be the elect of God than the elect of a whole nation. So eminent is this privilege that whatever drawback may be joined to it, we very joyfully accept it, even as the Jew ate the bitter herbs for the sake of the Paschal Lamb. We choose the furnace, since God chooses us in it. We are chosen as an afflicted people, and not as a prosperous people. Chosen not in the palace, but in the furnace. In the furnace, beauty is marred, fashion is destroyed, strength is melted, glory is consumed. And yet here, eternal love reveals its secrets and declares its choice. So has it been in our case. In times of severest trial, God has made to us our calling and election plain, and we have made it sure. Then have we chosen the Lord to be our God, and He has shown that we are assuredly His chosen. Therefore, if today the furnace be heated seven times hotter, we will not dread it, for the glorious Son of God will walk with us amid the glowing coals.
I have been through the valley of weeping, through the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of all comfort was with me, by His hand to uphold and sustain.
Grace.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
So not only is the vision of the Lord's glory essential to living clean in an unclean world, but praising God is essential to living clean in an unclean world. And then the last thing in the verse, the third great element in verse 12 is that a teachable spirit is essential to living a holy life, clean in an unclean world. Notice what he says, teach me thy statutes. Now that would be a text all on its own, did time permit. So I will sum it up. He starts with a confession of his ignorance. I don't know even what I need to know. This is what he's confessing. Lord, I don't know what I need to know even. I don't know the statutes of the Lord. I don't know the word as I ought to know it. I don't know the specific passages of Scripture that are best for use in specific cases and times and places. But I need to know more than words. There's a world of difference between knowing words and being taught by the Lord, the statutes of the Lord. When the Lord teaches you his statutes, when the Lord teaches me his statutes, he does more than give us a memory for words. Oh, I pray God he'll give us that. But he's working that word down into the heart. He's working that word into the very fiber of our being. He's putting that word within us so that it begins to govern, direct. It instructs the mind and it governs all the forces of the will. Teach me thy way. It's a confession of ignorance. I don't know it, but it's a cry for illumination. Lord, teach me. Lord, enlighten my darkness. Lord, give me the light of truth. Lord, give me the word to dwell richly within me. Now let me just put this all in perspective. Seeing the Lord's glory, we will always want our mind, our thoughts, and our purposes to be conformed to him. If you do not want your mind, your thoughts, your purposes to be conformed to him, then you certainly have no real appreciation of the glory of God. But if we're praying, Lord, conform my mind to the mind of Christ, that's a prayer God has already answered. He's made full provision for it. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. See, there are two sides to it. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. A lot of people want the mind of the Lord. They want their mind to be conformed to the Lord, but they don't want to give up the mind of the world. Be not conformed to this world. Now, I am sorely tempted to say, blow the watch and blow the time clock and go on a rampage here. We're living in a day, generally, when we have bred the most spineless bunch of wimps professing to be Christians in America and in Britain. Spineless bunch of wimps. Scared of their own shadow. Somebody might say something about me. Oh, I would melt. So what? There are very few people willing to be nonconformists. There was a day when our nonconformist forefathers were willing to bleed and burn and die rather than conform. Our covenanting forefathers stained the heather bells of Scotland red with their blood rather than conform. And yet we have reached the place in Western Christianity where we have theologians out there. We have some of the the brightest theological minds in America. And what are they doing? They're out there trying to prove it's all right to be as like the world as you can get. The old people, they were off the wall. They made a mistake. The Bible didn't really mean separate when it says, have no fellowship. Didn't really mean that. Come out from among them and be separate means cuddle up to them and hug them. I look at Muslim women in this country. I saw an interview with a young American Muslim girl. She was American by birth. She married a Muslim. She became a convert. She's got a high-powered job. Some of the Muslim customs do not sit very well in that job. Now, I believe her religion's all wrong. But I'm talking about the spunk. She goes in with her headgear, she's the only one. She's a very pretty girl, but she doesn't look pretty. And to the people in the office, she's crazy. They're going out to drink, she's going home to her husband. What does it matter who else in the world knows she's pretty if he knows she's pretty? That's her attitude. The calls for prayer are not very conducive to getting along in the workplace. As I listen to her saying, you know, I don't care what they say, this is my life and this is my belief. And she's willing to pay the price for it. And then I look at Christians. I don't want to be insulting. There's nobody can read the New Testament. Nobody can read 1 Corinthians 11 and believe the Bible and say that in public worship a woman shouldn't cover her head. Nobody can believe that. But why do they not do it? Because it's not in fashion. People would look at us. Are you one of those funny people, queer people, strange people? We can't even do that. Not even that. And if we do it, we want to make it look as if we're not doing it. Then you come to the man. Go along with the flow. Most Christian men haven't had the guts to take a stand for God in the place where they work in decades. Most of them haven't opened their mouth for Christ among their unsaved workmates. Most of them are ashamed. When the rotten jokes and stories are going wrong, they just sing dumb. Gutless, spineless Christianity. Well, it may be gutless and spineless, I just wonder how much Christianity there is. Be not conformed. Be not conformed. Let it burn into our hearts and minds. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you cannot be transformed unless you're willing to be separated and not conformed to this world. Can't be done. So if we've seen his glory, we want our mind, thoughts, and purposes to be conformed to him. If we see his glory, we want to know his will. We want to know what's pleasing in his sight. It's time to stop living our lives to try and please others and please the world. It's time to start living our lives in a way that will please the Lord. But if we want his will, where will you find his will? His will is expressed in his statutes. Now that sounds very legalistic. Oh, it's legalism. The statutes of God have nothing to do with us today. We're in the gospel. So you've now got this crazy logic. Sometimes it masquerades as reformed Christianity. I've told you again and again, it's deformed, it's not reformed. But you've got this crazy logic that we're redeemed by precious blood, washed from sins, set free to live in sin. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? In Psalm 37, we have this wonderful statement, the law of his God is in his heart. I've quoted before Spurgeon's inimitable comment on that verse. The law of his God is in his heart. And Spurgeon had this little note, in his head it puzzles. On his back it burdens, but in his heart it delights. That's the key. Teach me thy statutes, because those statutes will always direct me to holiness. Psalm 19 says, verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right. The word means upright. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. His statutes always lead to holiness. So when we are teachable, he will direct our ways. In all thy ways acknowledge him. That's teachableness. And he shall direct thy paths. A teachable spirit, you know, is very simply a spirit submitted to know and do God's will. And without this, there's no grace to grow or live clean in an unclean world. Teachableness. You know, that's so important, to have a humble, teachable spirit before God. It's so important that in the only place in all his voluminous writings that John Calvin ever gives any record of his personal conversion, because believe it or not, there was a day when preachers and writers did not make much personal comment. They were given to expounding the word. But Calvin makes only one reference, one record, to the conversion of a soul. And this is how he describes it. He said, the Lord made my heart teachable. That was the whole revolution. That's what turned him and the world upside down. God took this brilliant young lawyer, this brilliant intellect, this man who had before him a career mapped out. God made him teachable. May God do it with us. Here then are the three vital necessities for living clean in an unclean world. We bow the knee before his majesty. We open our mouths to sound his praise. And we humble our heart to receive his word. This way, and only in this way, can we live clean in an unclean world.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.